Taking a look at topsoil moisture condition for June. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. The final topsoil moisture condition report for the month of June points out
we see national topsoil moisture 23% very short to short, no change from last week, and 12% surplus. That's a 1-point drop from last week's 13%.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that dry conditions in the West and Great Plains are balanced out by much of the topsoil moisture east of the Mississippi. Although he says states plagued by excessive moisture have been given some time to dry out.
The good news for areas of the South and Midwest that have been dealing with excessive moisture in recent weeks, generally seeing that diminish at this point. And so the only state remaining in the South where we see topsoil moisture still more than 30% surplus is Alabama. Current number there, 34%. We're still above 20% surplus in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee, but those numbers have come down quite a bit in recent weeks.
And as we continue throughout our growing season, hopefully that will benefit the crops in those areas. But Rippey points out that we're seeing some topsoil moisture surplus condition ratings in some states within the Midwest.
As for the Midwest, still leading the way at 29% this week is Ohio, but that is down from last week's 42%, so kind of drying out a bit. We have seen numbers actually jump above 20% surplus in the upper Midwest with stormy weather there in recent days. Now above 20% in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, as those areas have turned wetter and a lot of the drought that had been lingering there has been basically eradicated.
And as for places with some very short-to-short topsoil moisture?
As we move to the dry side of things, still pretty dry in a lot of the west into the Great Plains. Even with recent rainfall, still above 30% in Texas, 38% the number there, and also heavy rain in parts of Nebraska, but not everywhere. So we're still at 32%, very short to short in Nebraska.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.